This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to our program, Suki Yam, on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
Now, during our last program, we spoke about the causes of cancer, and today we are going to talk about how to deal with it. And the most commonly diagnosed cancers worldwide were those of the lung. In fact, the figures here are 1.8 million. I'm quoting from the International Agency for Research on Cancer, and it says that lung cancers have gone up to 1.8 million, 13.0% of the total. Breast cancer, 1.7 million, 11.9%, and colorectum, 1.4 million, 9.7%. The most common causes of cancer death were cancers of the lung, 1.6 million, 19.4% of the total. Liver was 0.8 million, 9.1%, and stomach 0.7 million, 8.8%. Projections based on the Globacan 2012 estimates predict a substantive increase to 19.3 million new cancer cases per year by 2025 due to growth and aging of the global population. More than half of all cancers, 56.8%, and cancer deaths, 64.9%, in 2012 occurred in less developed regions of the world, and these proportions would increase further by 2025. Dr. Lydia, what do you think of these predictions? Is it really true that cancer is on the increase?
So the statistic is quite hard.
Quite alarming, aren't they?
Yes, it's a big call to change our lifestyle, to change our food, to change the habits. And it's not a secret about the smoking habit, how harmful it is. So I know, Margaret, our program is not the program which can provide the political or economical actions, but let's be clear with the awareness. Many cancer cases provoked by regular smoking. Mm-hmm. Many cancer cases provoked by asbestos industry. Mm-hmm. And if we will touch the other forms of cancer, like breast cancer and colorectum cancers, we need to be clear about the food we're eating, what we're offering to our digestive system, and the quality of the hormones together with the food we are absorbing every day. Mm-hmm. We're talking about milk industry. It's a serious big case. Now many people talking about it from the big tribunes, about the meat industry. If a couple of years ago, when I spoke about the meat and the milk, for many people it was a smile, it was something very unserious. Now, serious magazines, serious media start to begin to speak about it. So it means we are really in a bad state. If we're talking about preventative way, we need to take care of our children because the new population do not have enough strength to fight that type of horror. The quality of the food which we offer to our children, to our grandchildren, it's very poor in nutrients and it is lacking the right ingredients for the immune system. The mental tiredness which our children experiencing at school and during their study is really affecting our immune system. The habit of spending all weekend in front of a computer is really against the vital necessity
maybe their rights as well, you know, they're like human rights, that these children should move around.
I think parents should bring more discipline on that case, because it's not a joke. To watch the cartoons all day is not the only entertainment what our children deserve.
Yes. Not only the cartoons now, Lydia, they're buying them all these latest games, so they're stuck there in front of their computer all day.
Yes, I saw the research on computer games, how it's affected the physiology of children. It's affecting the physiology of children's body.
Okay, but when you mentioned about nutrients, for example, that they're not getting enough nutrients, you know, parents think that they're giving them even more than their necessary share.
The quantity is not replacing the quality. So to eat refined processed food with nice labels and with the quality signs, our body do not care about all these colors and how does it look on the outside. Our body cares about the content of our food. If the food is processed, if there aren't enough enzymes, vitamins, life forces as a raw food, we have a lack of the nutrients which are helping us to absorb the right nutrients. So we're creating a vicious circle, spending a lot of money, working hard to make this money, spending a lot of money on false food, not real food, because instead of a natural color, we put artificial color. Instead of real taste, we put artificial sweeteners or artificial taste. The forces of life are not there. So we weakening our children, our future civilization. And we have to speak about it from the big tribunes.
Mm-hmm. So anything ideal for children in the morning, for example, because people automatically associate breakfast with something out of the packet and milk.
To have a convenient life doesn't mean to have a right and healthy life. Doesn't mean to have a beneficial life. The poor nutrients of refined cereals, oversweetened and very commercial, will never replace the real fruits, freshly prepared for your children, cut with a ceramic knife, or just give to your kids opportunity to bite the food, like the carrots, the apples, the other vegetables and fruits. Our teeth becoming to be stronger when we are biting the food. The whole organism of fruit keeping a special healthy field. So this field is fulfilling our energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of cutting it in pieces, then keeping it in the fridge, the best way is to use it as it is. So nature is not less intelligent than human beings. So we cannot sort of
argue with that.
Argue with that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, something from Cancer Research UK talks about healthy eating. In fact, it mentions cigarettes. You mentioned that. It also mentions food. And it says some researchers estimate that unhealthy diets cause nearly 1 in 10 cancer cases in the UK. We could reduce the incidence of some types of cancer if we all ate more healthily. This means general changes to our diets and trying to maintain a healthy weight. There is no one food that we should or should not eat to help prevent cancer, it says here. Diet has been linked for several types of cancer, including cancer of the bowel, stomach, breast, lung, prostate, pancreas, esophagus, bladder, mouth. Most of us would be able to change our diet in some way to make it healthier. To eat more healthily, we should eat plenty of fruit and vegetables a day, eat plenty of fiber, eat smaller and fewer portions of red and processed meat. I don't know how much you agree with that.
Absolutely disagree.
Especially when we know what they're adding to our meat, what injections they're giving them, and I think they should have specified that, no?
The human digestive system designed more
a herbivorous rather than a carnivorous diet, I assume.
Absolutely. We are not carnivorous. But the human body have a capacity to survive in any extreme situation. So we can be both. But why should we use the extreme when we have a world full of plants and full of opportunities to keep our health in a high level? Why do we need to spoil our tongue and to sacrifice the rest?
Mm-hmm. It says here, cut down on salt, but I think it depends on the salt. There is salt.
Exactly.
That is healthy.
Now in the market you can find Himalayan salt, you can find celery salt, in Malta the sea salt, mixing together with rosemary and Maltese herbs have a fantastic antioxidant effect. And the salt is very important ingredient, especially people now are mostly drinking the bottled water. So where will you take the electrolytes? You can only take it from the food and the salt.
Mm-hmm.
So high quality salt is very beneficial.
Okay. Cut down on sugar is the last one.
Yes, the sugar is really cancer food. Do not decrease, just cut it. People now discussing, is it possible to replace white sugar with the brown sugar? If you already on this risk of cancer, cut both. Instead, mm-hmm. I will repeat again, Margaret, what we're suggesting nearly every program. Use more xylitol, use more natural stevia, use agave syrup, honey, natural honey. In Malta, it's a thyme, eucalyptus honey, fantastic. Use maple syrup. Maple syrup also have anti-cancer property. Cut saturated fats and cut sulfur product.
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to Sue Kiam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing cancer. Dr. Lydia, we also find all these fancy packets of different fat, like, you know, you're going to eat this fat and it's going to decrease your cholesterol. Is this true?
Well, instead of that, mm-hmm. because most of the margarines and most of this artificial fat,
which they call butter,
what they call butter, but it's not based on saturated fats, and it have a carcinogenic effect.
That means if it has a carcinogenic effect, that you can get cancer when you eat it.
Yes, the risk of cancer is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
All the fries in this conventional fast food mm-hmm. areas are increasing the risk.
But are there any safe fats?
Yes, of course, like clarified butter, the ghee butter. It have no cholesterol, and it's really satisfying people. Margaret, you was the student in my workshop, so you tried it.
It was fantastic. I don't know what it had with it, but it was incredible.
Cold-pressed oils. And nowadays, there is very good research on hemp oil. So real hemp oil have an amazing effect to decrease the risk of cancer and also to stop the metastatic process in the body.
Even though they are heated?
No, hemp oil shouldn't be heated.
So
the same like flax oil, linoleic and linoleic, fatty acid, essential acid, shouldn't be heated.
So which fats are safe to eat heated?
You can use for the food preparation coconut oil, you can use the ghee.
Mm-hmm. What about the olive butter?
Olive butter, I will not recommend.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So the sunflower oil, the raps oil, grapeseed oil, sesame oil, that
okay.
is all that you can heat.
Okay.
The rest, and especially the oils, this cheap saturated fats, which are reused many times in the fast food industry, stay away from it.
So all those gimmicks with removing your cholesterol and taking butter, they're all gimmicks.
It is a big research now based on laboratory experiment on the mice and the rats, how genetic modified food affect the health and activating the malignant process. So in few months, the mice and the rats are full of cancerogenic tumors. And we shouldn't ignore that. The process of eating is very intimate, very sacral, very important, because what we eat will affect our body, will affect our mind, will affect our perceptions, will affect our mood, and as a result, will affect our life and our relationship. Mm-hmm. And it means will affect our way of death. If we have mature adult minds, we have to be conscious of our way of eating. If we want to play as children around the taste and around the bright packets and about the fun at any cost, we will end in a bad situation.
And I guess that, having mentioned detox, I think that is the way really to cure cancer as well, isn't it?
The first step need to make a detox, definitely. Then we need to use antioxidant high doses. We need to alkaline our body, because the acidity is the perfect environment for the fungal infection, for example. Need to cut down on mushrooms, on cheeses, especially on blue cheeses. I'm not against this product, mind you, Margaret, but especially when people are in danger, it is no compromise.
You have to be careful, that's true.
It is a serious play between death and life.
Yes. Now, there are, of course, particular symptoms one should look out for. We don't want to scare people here, but it's good that people know about these things. Normally, people always associate it with a lump somewhere in your body. Okay, that's obvious. That's one of them. But, of course, it doesn't mean that each and every time we find a lump, it means that's cancer, but it's good to investigate it. I'm reading here information from Cancer Research UK.
A cough or hoarseness that won't go away,
changes in a mole on your skin, a change in bowel habits, difficulty in swallowing or continuing indigestion, any abnormal bleeding, a sore or ulcer that won't heal, difficulty passing urine, and unexplained weight loss. Also accompanied by unexplained pain, feeling very tired all the time, skin changes, nipple changes, unexplained night sweats, and breathlessness. You see, there were a few of these which I didn't know about, Dr. Lydia. I don't know what are your comments.
This is a good symptoms to keep in mind, to be aware about your own condition. So, of course, if you have one or two or few of the symptoms, it means you already have a cancer, is a growing tumor, because our body is producing the cancer cells every day in a big amount. So we have to be strong. Instead of to fight with the cancer, let's improve the health status of our body, let's improve the immune system, let's decrease the acidity, let's build up our vital level, and we just will not be in danger. If you already got the cancer, be aware that you have plenty of opportunities to survive, and you can feel even better than before. I actually have quite a lot of people around me who have conquered cancer and who are in remission. They say that their lives change so much, they feel so good, like never even before. They said even 20, 30 years in young age, they didn't feel so good. Food suggestions you can find more and more on the internet, but unfortunately not yet on the market, is the food which is the remedy. So to prevent cancer, reduce the stress, do not deal with people who make you stressed. Do not be involved with negative discussions which affected you badly, where you will feel frustration, anger, suppressed mood, and in the end it will have no meaning. It's just an ego struggle. So let's reevaluate the priorities of life, and let's be compassionate towards ourselves, the phenomena of life, to give to our children the skill how to survive in this time. So it's not an expression of love when parents are buying the poison, colorful sweets for their kids, and they ignoring the real condition like allergies, like tiredness, the mood. So they bringing them to the specialist to manage the mood, but better to manage the food. The food is affected our mind. We're discussing a lot, and you can see, Margaret, how many aspects of our personalities are under the influence of food.
Incredible, Dr. Lydia. We can go on and on and on talking about this forever.
I would like also to mention the flax oil you can find in a lot of places, hemp oil, plain yogurt, organic ricotta, real food like raw vegetables, raw fruits, if you're washing it properly, especially raw leafy greens.
Yes, can you remind them about how to wash it? Because most people don't know.
So remove the wax from the apples, use hot water to melt it. Keep the sodium bicarbonate near your sink and always use it on the sponge to remove the chemicals which the industry are using to protect the transport of this product.
Yes.
Then after you will remove the soil, keep your vegetables in the water with the apple cider vinegar and the sea salt. For the root vegetables, you can keep for 1.5-2 hours. For the leafy greens and the vegetables like marrows and the courgettes, the cucumbers, you can keep it 10-15 minutes. So use a special clean towel to wipe it out. Like this, you will decrease the poison effect.
Having mentioned poison many times, Dr. Lydia, this morning I heard a terrible story of someone whose dog was killed by poison. It's the kind of poison that one would buy from a pet shop. I always associated pet shops with being a friendly place. But no, you can go and buy poison to destroy snails. And what this poison did, the dog was licking the grass or something, the poison destroyed the dog's stomach and intestines in 2 hours. They disintegrated. I can imagine, Lydia, farmers using the same poison in their fields. And imagine at what cost.
Yeah. So thousands of snails can bring the harm for our body more than the artificial chemicals.
So I would really like to attract the attention of the health authorities here. How come someone can just go and buy such a dangerous poison just to kill a snail? What harm can a snail do? In fact, Dr. Lydia, I'm really disappointed that I don't find snails anymore on the vegetables I buy. We chose that there's something very synthetic and unnatural or maybe dangerous there.
I would love to give some attention to superfoods, as spirulina, chlorella, barley and wheat grass, maca, chia seeds. You can find much more, the flax seeds. You can find in health shops, you can find a lot of different superfoods, even protein hemp powder, a different type of cold pressed oils. That is all cancer preventative remedies. If you do not have enough time, inspiration or energy to prepare leafy green smoothies, use this superfood, add it into your food, add it to your drink, make just a simple water with a few spoons of different superfoods. Very much recommended wheatgrass juice, which is now beginning to be more popular in Malta. I will suggest to use even just a normal grass from your garden, like stingle nettle, marjoram, oregano, thyme. Now is the season. The leaves of olive tree, the young leaves, can also be added into the tincture. Also, very useful to clean the intestine with some seeds. Highly recommended to mix pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, flax seeds. Flax seeds have to be crushed. Without crushing, all the goodness will go to the excrement. I will not recommend, if you have any problems with your digestive system, to eat peanuts, only peanuts. Butter can be useful. But peanuts, especially roasted peanuts, is very difficult to digest. So it's creating a lot of inflammation.
In fact, Dr. Lydia, we find a lot of roasted, toasted, call them what you like, nuts. The only nuts you find are those.
It's a dead nut. It's very hard for our very delicate epithelium, especially if it's inflamed already. Instead of that, use just raw seeds. Soak it overnight. It will have absolutely different
texture.
It will moisture your digestive system. I will suggest to make like sort of paste, sort of dip. Eat it together with raw carrot, celery sticks. Eat it together with the cucumber, marrows. It is a big injustice not to appreciate raw cauliflower, raw cucumber, marrows. It's not just about the water. It's a structured water. It has minerals, it has vitamins, it has fantastic, suitable structure of water which can feed our cells and detox our body.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia.
My pleasure.
And I would like to take the opportunity to thank the medical profession for their undying dedication. And I quoted cancer research a lot today. I would like to thank the researchers for the hours they spend trying to find solutions for us. My son Rudy happens to be one of them. He's with Cancer Research UK, and I can understand the responsibility they carry on their shoulders. Thank you all, and our next program will be a special program where I will be interviewing Alan Bates, the hypnotherapist, about hypnosis, so watch out. And during that program, we'll be dealing with a lot of phobias, and during the following program, we'll be discussing exactly that, fear, phobias, and emotions. I just hope that you found today's program informative, and if you have any queries, then send us an email to campusfm.um.edu.mt. You can listen to our program Sukiyam on 103.7 Campus FM on Tuesdays at 1:30, Wednesdays at 10:30, and Saturdays at 12:30. If you'd like to listen to us on the internet, then click on www.multiuniversitybroadcasting.com. Until we meet again, this is Margaret Arjules, who would like to thank our recording engineer Samwa, and you, our listeners, and I leave you with this thought. A fit, healthy body. That is the best fashion statement.